Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Shocking news coming out of Moscow, and there is an awful lot of people that are trying to use this to their advantage, and I want you to understand what I mean by that. Ukraine is now saying that their intelligence says that Russian special services were behind the attack on their own people. That does not match up with what we've been told from intelligence briefings, however, as ISIS is also claiming responsibility. And the U.S. Embassy warned Americans to avoid Moscow concerts weeks before the attacks. And what did Vladimir Putin say about that? He said it was propaganda from the West. That's right, propaganda from the West, and dismissed it. Now, 3 days ago, Putin dismissed U.S. warnings about a possible terrorist attack in Moscow at crowded venues. He said, and I'm quoting Putin now, it was, quote, outright blackmail by the West in an attempt to intimidate and destabilize our society. Yet again, and this is an example of Vladimir Putin not caring about his own people. The UK and the US warning Russia of an imminent attack in Moscow, and Putin said it was the West that was just putting out the propaganda to undermine Russia and that everything was totally fine. It is hard to watch this happen. The White House also saying that there is no indication Ukraine was connected to the Russian shooting. I want you to hear what they said at the White House briefing about this earlier today.
We've all seen the reports and the video coming out of Moscow, this violent shooting at a, looks like a shopping mall. Can't speak much to the details of it. I mean, this was all just breaking before I came on out here, so we're trying to get more information, but really would refer to Russian authorities to speak to it. The images are just horrible just hard to watch. There is no indication at this time that Ukraine or Ukrainians were involved in the shooting. But again, this just broke. We're taking a look at it, but I would disabuse you at this early hour of any connection to Ukraine.
Now, Ukraine is already blaming Russia for doing this, saying this is in essence an inside job and they killed their own people. ISIS is claiming responsibility for this attack. So that is undermining Ukraine's standpoint, is ISIS is saying, this is us. Now, let me tell you what the reports say. Early reports said it was between 40 to 70 people that had died and well over 100 that were wounded. Reports, however, coming from RT, which is Russia Today, this is Russian state television, are saying something different at this hour. I'm going to give you what they're saying, and this is what we have coming out of Russia from basically the Russian government. The terrorist attack on the Crocus City Concert Hall and Mall in Moscow on Friday night has reportedly not concluded at press time. This is coming from Russia Today, and has left over 100 casualties, the Russian outlet RT is reporting. The Russian FSB Security Service announced it had documented at least 40 killed and over 100 injured in the attacks earlier in the day. Multiple reports in Russian media have reported the presence of at least three gunmen participating in the attack, and you can see those now on videos that have gone viral of the actual attack in the concert hall. The terrorists, reportedly dressed in camouflage, stormed the venue and opened fire at the audience inside the concert hall with what some reports indicate were automatic weapons. Now, watching the videos, it's very obvious they are automatic weapons. The terrorists also reportedly detonated a grenade, setting the Crocus City complex on fire. The fire is so large that the Russian government had deployed a water discharging helicopter to end it and has prepared two more to fly in, according to RIIA media out of Russia. Videos on social media shared by Russian news outlets such as RT and RIA, as well as others, show panic concert goers attempting to hide under seats and the sounds of gunfire. Reports indicated that one of the assailants detonated the grenade, causing the ongoing fire inside of the hall. They're shooting from a machine gun. They're shooting from the crowd. One person is heard saying in Russian on the video. The footage from the Crocus City Hall in Moscow is now everywhere. This is where it took place. And there are dead and wounded you can clearly see all over the concert hall. Now, they say that at least three men wearing camouflage opened fire inside the Crocus City Hall, a popular concert venue in Moscow suburbs. The state-run RIA Novosti news agency is confirming that. Now, at least 12 people, they said, were killed instantly in the first reports, and now the reports from RT are saying it's over 100. The fire was massive, by the way, and there was an explosion. They don't know if that was a gas line or what that took place after the initial fire was set. And like I said, they had to fly in water from helicopters. People in the hall laid down on the ground to avoid the fire, laying there for about 15 to 20 minutes, after which they began to crawl out. Many managed to get out, the Russian outlets reported. They said that at least 100 people have been evacuated, but quoted the Russian health ministry saying that it was responding to the incident with over 70 ambulances, suggesting that there are a significant number of casualties that may not have even been counted yet. Now, as of press time, the latest update from RT indicated that the terrorists have reportedly barricaded themselves inside of the burning building. The group has apparently not attempted to take hostages or make any statements, shooting people on site instead. The attackers are at large in the complex as of press time from RT. Again, Russia Today. Now, we also have a new update. And this is what we're being told now, is that ISIS is claiming responsibility for the attack. Russian authorities have not given at the time I'm recording this, any public statements blaming any individuals or groups for the incident. Now, obviously, we're expecting that at some point, but as the time that I'm recording that, we have not gotten that yet. That may change by the time that you obviously hear this, so I want to let you know that as well. Some reports indicated that less than a week ago, that this was something that was absolutely imminent and going to happen. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned that it had information suggesting terrorists would target concert venues in the near future and warning Americans, especially in Moscow, to stay clear of concert venues and large venues. Now, it is not clear at this point whether the warning was prompted by threats to the Caracas city or similar venues like this. What we do know is Russian TV is reporting shortly before the terrorist attack occurred that Russian law enforcement authorities had arrested seven men accused of attempting to create an armed cell, allegedly to fight against the Russian military in Ukraine. No reports at that news agency or elsewhere at press time have linked the bus to the Caracas City attack. So it may have been something completely different. And again, ISIS is claiming responsibility for this attack, and they have not taken hostages. The gunmen are still in the venue that is on fire. That was what we are being told. A lot of this will obviously change. What we do know is the death toll, depending on which agencies you look at, varies, but it is significant. And the number of wounded is well above 100, and there's a very good chance the death toll will also be, depending on which reports you look at, over 100. Now, there is politics involved in this already, as you can tell. Russia is wanting to blame Ukraine. Ukraine saying that this is Russia that did it to themselves. And then ISIS saying, no, it was us. Both sides, Russia and Ukraine, are going to try to use this for propaganda. Vladimir Putin, I'm sure, is hoping to use this to rally the Russian people against Ukraine and to use it as probably provocation to be able to do a major strike in Ukraine, claiming it's in retaliation for this. It will also be very interesting to see what ISIS does, as in videos and or showing proof that if they did do this, that it was actually them. But regardless of this, the next 24 to 48 hours are going to be very interesting to see how all of this plays out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Ben. There is some big breaking news that I want to get to you, and it's important, and it deals with the CIA covering up some of the crimes of the Biden crime family. The CIA, and this is now coming from whistleblowers, blocked the feds from interviewing Hunter Biden's sugar daddy. That is that attorney, Kevin Morris, who has lent him millions of dollars that aren't going to have to start being paid back until after the election. That's right. The CIA blocked federal investigators from interviewing Hunter Biden's sugar daddy, Kevin Morris, during a 5-year probe into the son's alleged tax crimes. That is what new whistleblowers have come forward and told the House impeachment leaders. House Oversight and Judiciary Committee chairman says the whistleblower informed them the intelligence agency stopped IRS and stopped Justice Department investigators from interviewing Morris in August of 2021. Now, Morris is that Hollywood lawyer. He was interviewed by the House Ways and Means Committee and the Oversight and Judiciary Committees on January the 18th. But never before did we know about the CIA stopping him from being interviewed. This Hollywood lawyer and BFF of the first son has now admitted, yeah, I've loaned him a bunch of money. Now, before we get to that cash, let me tell you about the whistleblower that informed the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and the Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan that not one, but two Department of Justice officials were apparently summoned to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. Now, at this meeting, apparently, what happened was they were told that Morris could not be a witness, quote unquote, for the investigation into Hunter Biden. You have to ask yourself the reason why was the CIA blocking federal investigators from interviewing Hunter Biden's sugar daddy, Kevin Morris? Like, that doesn't seem normal, right? It's a 5-year probe. Why is it all of a sudden they're being summoned to go to the CIA headquarters at Langley and said, hey, you can't talk to this guy? Quote, it is unknown why or on what basis the CIA allegedly intervened to prevent investigators from interviewing Mr. Morris. Comer and Jordan have now written in a letter, which was obtained by the New York Post. However, these allegations track with other evidence showing how the Department of Justice deviated from its standard practices, their standard investigative practices during the investigation of Hunter Biden yet again. Now, let me read for you this letter, and it's an important letter, and I want you to understand exactly what is being said here by James Comer and Jim Jordan. It's important. This letter was written to the director of the CIA. The Honorable William J. Burns says, Dear Director Burns, the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, the Oversight Committee, and the House Committee on the Judiciary Committee collectively, and the committees are investigating whether sufficient grounds exist to draft articles of impeachment against President Biden for consideration by the full House, along with the House Committee on Ways and Means. The committee set forth in a September the 27th, 2023 memorandum the evidence justifying the inquiry and scope of this impeachment investigation. The letter then says on December the 13th, 2023, the House of Representatives adopted a resolution directing the committee to continue this investigation. Recently, the committees received information from a whistleblower alleging that the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, intervened in the investigation of Hunter Biden to prevent the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, and the Department of Justice, the DOJ investigators, from interviewing a witness. We therefore write to request relevant materials from the CIA. The letter goes on to say, as part of the impeachment inquiry, the committees are investigating, among other things, whether President Biden abused his power as president to impede, obstruct, or otherwise hinder investigations or the prosecution of Hunter Biden. As background, for years, the IRS and DOJ have been investigating Hunter Biden for tax crimes. The committees have documented how the DOJ deviated from its standard processes to afford preferential treatment to Hunter Biden. The committees learned about the deviation in the spring of 2023 after two brave whistleblowers testified to Congress that the DOJ officials deviated from the normal process that provided preferential treatment in the case to Hunter Biden. Among other deviations, the letter continues, DOJ officials restricted that investigative step and the investigators what they could pursue. They also tipped off Hunter Biden's attorneys about investigative steps and even prevented investigators from conducting witness interviews. The whistleblower testimony about the preferential treatment provided to Hunter Biden has been corroborated by testimony from other witnesses and the documents that the committee has received. The information we recently reviewed and recently received from the whistleblower seems to corroborate our concerns about the Department of Justice's deviations from standard process to provide Hunter Biden with preferential treatment. So there is a pattern here, by the way, and I think that's why it's so important that you look at this letter and the way that it's being talked about. It's very clear that there is an obvious pattern here, and it is a pattern by this Department of Justice and a pattern by the IRS and a pattern by the FBI and a pattern by the CIA when they were instructed by whoever in the Biden administration, et cetera, to not pursue areas that they were going to be extremely problematic for the Biden crime family. And that's what they're laying out here in this letter to the CIA director. Now, I want to go back to this letter and read this. In August 2021, when IRS investigators were preparing to interview Patrick Kevin Morse, an associate of Hunter Biden, the CIA intervened to stop the interview. Two DOJ officials were allegedly summoned to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, for a briefing regarding Mr. Morse. At that meeting, it was communicated that Mr. Morse could not be a witness during the investigation. It is unknown why or on what basis the CIA allegedly intervened to prevent investigators from interviewing Mr. Morse. However, these allegations track with other evidence showing how the Department of Justice deviated from its standard investigative practices during the investigation of Hunter Biden. Now, accordingly, to further the committee's ongoing oversight and impeachment inquiry, they're then saying this in the letter. Number one, please provide the following documents and information. One, all documents and communications referring or relating to the Department of Justice and or Internal Revenue Service investigation of Robert Hunter Biden. And two, all documents and communications referring or relating to Patrick Kevin Morse, including but not limited to efforts to interview Mr. Morse as part of the investigation of Robert Hunter Biden. Finally, they say, please provide the information requested as soon as possible, but no later than 5 p.m. on April the 4th, 2024. If you have any questions about the request, please contact the Judiciary Committee staff. And then it gives the phone number. Signed, James Comer and Jim Jordan. This is yet again another unprecedented moment in American history where we're finding out just how corrupt the deep state really is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. Now, the CIA is going on offense, or they're trying to, even though they're really on defense right now. They have come out with a classic deep state comment. Quote, the CIA does not comment on specific investigations, a spokesperson told the New York Post after this reporting, saying this, we can say that CIA cooperates with law enforcement partners. Sure they do. And does not obstruct investigations. Oh, yeah, because you're the CIA. You've never obstructed anything ever. The CIA also fully and routinely cooperates with our oversight committees and will continue to do so. I don't believe that for a moment, just so everyone knows where I stand on this. Now, this comes after two IRS whistleblowers alleged last year that the Justice Department ran interference for the president's son by preventing other witnesses from testifying and barring tax investigators from asking questions that could directly link Hunter Biden financially to the president, the big guy Joe Biden. Now let's go back to Morris, this witness that was not allowed to be interviewed because the CIA said don't go there. Morris is now 60 years old. He has been interviewed by the House Ways and Means Committee and the Oversight and Judiciary Committees on January the 18th. But we, from what we understand, obviously, and based on the questions that were asked of him then, they didn't know that the CIA was protecting him from being a witness. So that would have obviously, I think, changed the interview significantly. Now, what did he say on January the 18th? Morris said he had loaned the 54-year-old first son, Hunter Biden, at least $5 million since meeting him at a political fundraiser for his father in Hollywood in late 2019. So let's talk about these loans and why would you be giving these loans to the president's son? Well, apparently those loans began a month after he met Hunter and they continued all the way until about 2 years ago. As the Justice Department was finalizing its tax investigation of the president's son, which initially resulted in a probation-only plea deal agreement that got busted up by a judge. Yeah, that plea agreement imploded, you may remember, in that Delaware federal courtroom last July under questions from the U.S. District Judge there, who asked prosecutors why on earth they gave an immunity provision and why do they bury it in that deal, meaning anything he had done illegal in the past, he would be immune from prosecution in the future. That didn't work out well for them. Now, the Delaware U.S. attorney is a guy who works for the Bidens, David Weiss. He's the one that, in theory, brought the case. He was elevated to special counsel status by the Attorney General Merrick Garland shortly after. And guess what he did? He did pretty much only things that would go after Hunter Biden and protect Joe Biden in his indictments. He indicted Hunter Biden in Los Angeles for evading $1.4 million in tax payments. That is the perfect crime to charge Hunter with that would not connect him to his father in any real way. Then Weiss brought a separate indictment against the president's son in Delaware. What for? For lying on a federal gun purchasing form about his drug abuse. A troubled time period that even Hunter wrote about in his 2021 memoir, Beautiful Things, saying, yeah, I was a drug addict. Guess what? Lying in a federal gun purchasing form is the other singular crime that you could charge Hunter Biden with that wouldn't directly tie him in any way financially to his father or the rest of the Biden crime family. Now, this is the part that's the most interesting. And you got to wonder what the CIA knew and when. I have a feeling they know a lot more than all of us know because, well, they're the CIA. A significant portion of the sugar daddy Morris's loans to Hunter covered his tax delinquency. And the lawyer told House impeachment panel members that the debt, meaning the loan, was going to start being repaid or was due in 2025 after the 2024 election cycle. Isn't that timing amazing? Now, this lawyer, you may forget, and I'll remind you who he is. He's a big-time lawyer. He repped the creators of South Park, and he's footing the bill for a documentary on the media frenzy surrounding Hunter Biden. He also apparently has the controlling stake in that Chinese energy company as well. And the windfall would replace foreign patrons from Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, and China that paid millions of dollars to Hunter Biden following conversations and meetings with his father that took place during and immediately after Biden's tenure as vice president. Now, that's not all that has to deal with the corruption around this shady as hell lawyer. Morris has admitted now that he visited the White House three times since Biden, who's 81, took office as president in January 2021, and even made payments to Hunter's ex-wife and a former stripper, the mother of his four-year-old daughter that they wouldn't allow to have the last name Biden, that the Bidens refused to admit was their own, that Hunter Biden refused to make payments for. Yes, he has made payments to Hunter's ex-wife on Hunter's behalf and to the former stripper as well. That's not shady at all, right? And this guy is being protected from being a witness by the CIA. He has also paid $875,000 to Hunter Biden for Hunter's artwork and allowed the first son to fly coast to coast on his private jet pretty much on demand. House Republicans voted in December to approve their impeachment inquiry into the president, but have yet to indicate evidence from it that will result in the articles of impeachment against the president as they're making their case, right? Now, Democrats this week, they got testy in a new way. One of those Democrats is a guy by the name of Representative Jared Moskowitz. He's a hardcore lefty, kind of a tool from Florida. He's a Democrat. And he was at one of these inquiries, right, where the witnesses were giving testimony on Wednesday. Now, if you would have watched this on Wednesday before this information about the CIA that I just told you about broke, you may just have thought that Representative Jared Moskowitz was just being a punk, right? Just being a snarky little arrogant, you know the word I'm thinking in my head. Now, I don't think that's exactly what he was doing. I think he was trying to hurry up and get them to an impeachment vote so that he could help protect the CIA and help protect from this information coming out that was about to be so damning for Hunter Biden and the president of the United States of America. Now, he claims, and listen carefully to what he says, that they should just go ahead and have the vote on the impeachment because they know they're going to impeach him and just hurry up and do it and save the taxpayers money. That's what he says. All right, listen to this, and Jim Jordan, fight back with him.
Let's just do the impeachment. I mean, why continue to waste millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money if we're going to impeach because you believe you've shown he's committed a high crime and misdemeanor? What are you waiting on? Let's just do it. I mean, by the way, we got Chairman Jordan here also, the double chairman. Why aren't you guys calling for the vote in your committee? When is it going to happen? When can we tell the American people you're going to stop wasting their money and just call for the vote on impeachment?
Gentlemen, you?
Sure.
We don't do snap impeachments like you guys. We actually do the facts. We do oversight according to the Constitution.
You're never going to call for it. You're never going to call for it. I mean,
you can predict the future. How do you know?
The chairman knows me well. I mean, I'm just here to help him, right? And so I just think we should do it today. Let's just call for it. I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman. I want to help you out. You can second it, right? Like, make the motion to impeach President Biden. Go ahead. It's your turn. You second it. No, nothing. Okay, we got nothing. So I want to, with my last couple minutes, show the American people that they're never going to impeach Joe Biden. It's never going to happen because they don't have the evidence. Okay, this is a show. It's all fake.
Now, you hear him there, and now you understand why he was probably doing that in context. He's now saying hurry up and doing it because the longer they do the investigation and the more whistleblowers that feel brave enough to come forward, the more damning it is for the president of the United States of America. And Jim Jordan's response, by the way, was absolutely perfect. We don't do snap impeachments here. We investigate first. We're going to keep exposing them. Please make sure that you share this podcast with your family and your friends. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.